So first thing is, I'm very, very happy to be here in the blessed ashram of His Grace, Srila Giriraj Maharaj, who is my longtime friend and well-wisher, and who is very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Now we are talking because we have some guests from all over the world, and one from South Africa, where Srila Prabhupada sent me to preach in 1973. And so, Giriraj Maharaj, he mentioned how he was listening to one conversation on tape between Srila Prabhupada and I also speaking with him at that time. And I commented, because, and the reason I commented is this, is because I am, like Srila Giriraj Maharaj, I am looking to what he said in Dandavats recently, where he said how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is always examining everything. And examining not with a critical eye to find fault, but examining with a critical eye to preserve parampara. You see? Because, you know, sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he was very, very forceful in criticizing that which appeared to deviate from the parampara. And of course, outsiders would never understand why he was doing that. Why was Srila Prabhupada so critical? Why couldn't he just let it be, go with the flow? You know what I'm saying? But Srila Prabhupada can't do that because he has a responsibility, a dharma to his Gurudev, and through his Gurudev to the entire parampara. You see, because we know that when Vivekananda came to the West, and probably also in the East, he's saying, Yatoma Tatopat. Anything you believe is okay. We see like this. Any religious idea you have, it may be out of your mind even. That's okay. Because they are Mayavadi. So their idea that if you focus on something, if you fix your mind on something, that that's better than just letting your mind run. That is not at all what Krishna says. Because he says that of all the different yogis, yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana, who is the best yogi is one who is thinking of me, Krishna says, within the heart. That is the standard of yoga, and that is the standard of meditation. And we also have, we can say we also have some of our own God brothers, because I can criticize like this, because I am observing from the outside almost, you could say. And some of them seem to get a little bit bored with teaching the basic science of surrender to Krishna, to newcomers, and to their disciples even. And this is not at all the mood or the mentality or the practice of Srila Prabhupada. And this is why. This is why. Srila Prabhupada and I, you know, spent so much time together when I was his secretary. And one day he quoted this verse. And he said like this, and remember this, because this will give you energy. Again and again, it will give you energy to understand why it is so important to take the time to teach Krishna consciousness to any and all who have some interest in it. And he said like this, he said, we are simply living on Krishna's promise. And he quoted the shloka, he said, Yaidam paramam guyam mad bhakteshu abhidashati bhakti mayi param kritva mam evaishati asangshayaha. He said, for one who explains this supreme science to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. Krishna saying this, it is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. So he's saying like this, that our whole goal in Krishna consciousness is to become dear to Krishna. This is the whole purpose for everything that we do. There is no other reason. Practice for practice sake is not very important if you lose sight of the goal. The goal, like you offer something to Krishna, Pataram pushpam palam toyam jome bhaktya bhaktya prayachati. If you will offer with devotion, with love, you try at least, then Krishna will accept. But the physical act of offering something does not catch Krishna's attention unless there is that connection, that devotional connection. And so here Srila Prabhupada reveals his heart. Why he never tired, why he never became bored, why he never fatigued, why he never found like it was too much for him to teach anyone who was serious about Krishna consciousness, whether newcomer or oldcomer, the science of Krishna consciousness and the science of surrender to Krishna. And surrender to Krishna means devotional service, because that's what devotional service is. It's the stage where Arjuna says, yes, I will fight, or the devotee says, yes, I will serve you in whatever capacity you wish, like that. So that is, to me, very, very vital. So when Giriraj Maharaj, when he wrote that little recent blurb, essay in Dandavats, and I read that and I commented also on it because I felt that that's what was coming, Hare Krishna. That's what was coming to me, was that ideal that you can't become fatigued or tired with this business of teaching Krishna consciousness to others, because this is the way to become dear to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada expressed that himself, and Sri Krishna expressed it himself, and therefore there can be no doubt that this is our highest duty, to become dear to Krishna, and this is how to do it. So we don't have to be very fancy, we don't have to have very much what you can say is super creativity. What we simply have to do is serve Krishna's purpose, the parampara, and through this way serving Srila Prabhupada, doing his work. His work is to help each and every one of us to become near and dear to Krishna, and he's showing us the way. If we will take the time, if we have the capacity, if we will take the time to help others in their devotional service, showing affection in the process, then that person also will feel, I also want this. I also want this. And then that person will carry it on and on and on. And this is how the parampara is working. Not just through teaching philosophy, but through giving of affectionate instruction. You see? Now, I want to talk something about Nityananda Prabhu, because every year I hear the same thing coming from the devotees. They're trying to glorify Nityananda Prabhu, and they want to glorify Nityananda Prabhu because it says, you know, that if you get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then you can get Radha Krishna. And so we're saying we want Radha Krishna, we want service to the divine couple, and if we can please Nityananda Prabhu, then we can maybe get his mercy, and through his mercy enter into that. But almost never am I hearing what like made an explosion go off inside of me when I read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami on the ontology, I don't know if that's the correct word, but the nature of Krishna himself and his expansions, and he says that Shankarshan is the first expansion of Sri Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to explain what was never explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, even to my knowledge. He said that Shankarshan is responsible for creating all of the material universes, directly and indirectly, and even all of the spiritual universes. In other words, it is Shankarshan who expands Vaikuntha, and Shankarshan who expands Goloka, and Shankarshan who expands the material world. In other words, it is Shankarshan, it is Baladev, Nityananda Prabhu, who has made all service possible for every living being. And when I heard that, I thought to myself, now I understand that it's not just that he's giving some mercy to Jagai Madai, but he has created everything, which has made everything possible for serving Krishna. And that's an amazing thing. So when I think of Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day, that's the first thing I think about. And after that, everything else is just icing on the cake. Because Nityananda Prabhu, he has made it all possible. We would have no service whatsoever. Material world, spiritual world, nothing without him to support it. Therefore, he is truly Ananta Sesha, because he is supporting everything, making everything possible. This is his great service. So we say there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we know from Panchatattva that the other aspects of Godhead, all of them are serving the center as well. Gadadhar, Mahavishnu, as Advaita Prabhu, and Nityananda serving the center. And all of them serving the center like that. So even the Vishnu Tattva, they have expanded and they are also serving Sri Krishna. Nothing existing outside of that service world. Even they want to serve Krishna. Krishna is therefore has that quality in the nectar of devotion, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Those qualities that are unique to him only are there in Sri Krishna. That ecstatic quality that even Baladev, even Nityananda Prabhu, Mahavishnu, all of them are serving Sri Krishna. So that's, to me, that's the most amazing thing. I have nothing else to say.
This will take us a lifetime. If we do, no doubt that we will be liberated.
As Krishna says, if you teach the other devotees, you will come back to me. That's easy. Just be patient and follow in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps till the very end of your life. Just teach the other devotees, give them encouragement, give them nourishment. It's easy. We already have most of the tools. We've become, you could say, indoctrinated in this. So it's really easy for us. We don't even have to discover so much. It's all there in Srila Prabhupada's books. Nothing too difficult. We don't have to become indoctrinated by false rasic gurus or anything like that. All we have to do is follow in that footstep, and Krishna will take care of everything. Mame Vaishyati. He promises, you will come back to me, because this is Krishna's mission. Yada yada hi dharma. So you take part in Krishna's mission. Just like Arjuna is fighting Krishna's mission. So this is Krishna's mission. We do that. And we're fighting, just like Arjuna. But our fighting is much easier. All we have to do is give nourishment and give instruction and be kind to those who are interested in learning about Krishna consciousness. And you do that, you become dear to Krishna. So sweet, so easy, and so authorized. It's very nice.